Well, hello there, chaps. Chaps, that's a pair of trousers for cowboys or rodeo guys, isn't it? Well, they're made for men, so you know what I mean. Don't see many femmes wearing them because they're not revealing enough. Now, I'm gonna talk about solitude. Now, real men know what solitude is, I'm sure. Solitude for real men is a chance for them to recharge their batteries, to ground themselves again into reality, to reset everything and take a good look, and of course to actually really relax, and to get away from the hustle bustle of living in the world we live in. Oh yeah, and to get away from femmes too. So how does a real man get solitude? Is it in a room or he's alone for the weekend, say? That's not really solitude I'm talking about. I mean, that can work to a point, but I'm talking about natural solitude. And the only place I've ever found that was when I lived in Canada, and at Friday night I would stock up the ATV and go into the forest and try and find a lake or a river that looks nice and is way out and camp. Obviously, I took enough supplies, and it was just so damn peaceful. But I did make a mistake of taking a femme with me one time. Big mistake. There was drama and noise most of the weekend. But fortunately, they didn't want to come again. Too many bugs. But generally, solitude is a man thing. Femmes like to get attention, have noise, have drama. And I think solitude scares them. To be honest with you, when it came to Monday and I came back, it took me a while to get used to all the hustle and bustle again. But unfortunately, there's no such place where I'm living in the UK to get solitude. Where I'm living in the UK on the south coast, there's people everywhere, even hiding under rocks. And it doesn't matter where I go, somebody's already been there before. But even if you men out there haven't actually experienced the solitude I'm talking about, I bet you can picture it in your mind. And I believe that most real men have a yearning for the wilderness. Femmes don't have this yearning because that scares them out there. And unfortunately, the younger generation of men probably would scare them too. Their first thought would they get a signal way out there. And their first thought would probably be take selfies of pictures all over the place, so they could put it on social media, instead of enjoying the solitude. Hopefully a bear will goddamn eat them. But at least my memory's okay and I can still remember the solitude that I had. And I remember the first thing when I got back that brought me down to earth was the loud shrill of a femme voice somewhere. And real men have to be creative in life. And they all have their so-called solitude places, don't they? In the house, if they're married, they have the basement or the garage. For mostly UK men, it's usually the shed at the bottom of the garden. But you can't beat the wilderness, can you guys? And this would be a good thing for me, at least. When I know my time is done and my body's shutting down, I could walk into the forest, into the wilderness, and just lay down. And the forest and the wilderness would naturally neutralize me, and I would become part of the forest or the wilderness. But I ain't laying down just yet, guys. So you take it easy out there and let me know what you think about solitude. Where do you get your solitude from? When the wilderness or the forest is not available, and you want to get away from the shrill sound of the femme voice. Take it easy, guys.